Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. How's it going? This is Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man's Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and how are you? That's good. Glad to hear it. If you want to give a call in here, get a reading, get you a couple questions answered, or just the ideal of finding the answers you've been seeking for so long, give us a call, 646-721-9031. And let's all come back, and we're going to all sit down and have a great time. In the process of having a great time, we're going to find out some great answers and just keep going from there. And tonight we're only doing an hour show. We had some things fell into place, I guess you'd call it that way, because of the situation before the show. So I had to push it back to 7, so I decided I just want to do an hour show. We're also trying to combat the idea of migraines, and that's where we haven't done any shows during the week, because Tuesday was a bad migraine day. And then Thursday was just one of those things where it was just needing to take a rest and a vacation, and I sit down and did a reading on my angel cards, actually my angel tarot cards, and that's the one that stuck out the most, is the idea of time for rest and to take a vacation. And believe me, I feel like I need to take a vacation too as well. So hi, I'm your guest, Psychic X Journey Man. This is my show called Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. So let's all start getting the calls coming in. Let's fill this queue up right now. 646-721-9031 is the number to call to get a reading. And probably if you've listened to Blog Talk Radio, I think we're actually, if not the only show, one of the shows that actually will sit down and do readings. Now this mini thing and now this advertising stuff, yes, we do tell you that you can get private readings with me. And if you want to get a private reading with me right now, we have specials going on. We're at $75 for 75 minutes. And, of course, if you're a person who doesn't want to get a 75-minute reading, then specify what you'd like to get. Because it's one of those situations this month, it's a dollar a minute. Okay? So you pick whichever variation you want to go with, pay for it, and it's only a dollar a minute. Also, we have specials with our email readings right now. For $25, you can get five card. It's a five-card reading and three questions. Now, when we say five cards, it's one of those things I'm trying to get on. I'm trying to do some pictures and stuff and give people an idea what a five-card reading is, a five-card angel reading, because it's actually a layer building a pyramid to answer those three questions for you. And this month only, it's $25. So jump in there and take advantage of that whole situation before the end of June, okay? And if you want to call me and take advantage of those readings, just give us a call, 740-500-8863, or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. It's also in the chat room. I was actually going to go take a look at the chat room, too. And if anybody's in the chat room would like to get a question answered, please do tell us. We'd be glad to answer any questions you want. A lot of people would ask the question, what kind of questions can I ask? You can ask anything you want. Okay? So don't hold yourself back by your own limitations or thinking it's something the whole thing. We can answer anything you want. All right, so give me a call at 740-500-8863 or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com, and we'd be glad to sit down with you and work. And also, my girlfriend comes on the show from time to time. She's not here with us tonight. Too bad. I really miss her on the show. She really adds a lot of color to the show and a lot of insights, okay? So if you'd like to get a reading with her, she's very good at clairvoyant readings. She's a psychic medium, spiritual advisor too, and she works with your spirit guides. It's very intriguing, very interesting reading. So give her a call at 919-600-1904. All right? Give her a call. She'll love to talk to you. She loves to talk to everybody. Let's see. I was sitting here looking at the situation too. You can also contact her through her website, which is www.aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com. That phone number, again, is 919-600-1904. All right. I was actually looking at some other things, too. Also, guys, if you want to sit there and take advantage of finding some really nice CDs or buying some MP3 downloads to actually intensify your meditations and focus, and even the idea of enhancing your abilities to heal yourself, heal yourself, connect with the angels, sleep problems, just all kinds of ailments. Go to www.hemisync.com. They have CDs that you can use, and they also have MP3 downloads where you can use them. You can download them real quick into your computer, use them in seconds. They're really great. Go check them out. They got samples, and they got the definition of what these are and that kind of stuff. Hemisync technology is actually a technology where it has a tone underneath the music that actually enables you to enables your brain, both hemispheres of your brain, to work together for intense focus and concentration. So it will definitely intensify your meditations, and even the idea of helping you to get to that point where you can actually meditate too as well. Okay, so give it a shot. Give them a call, or give them a shot. Give them a check out on the internet. Go to Go to www.hemisync.com. There's another company too with have subliminal CDs and MP3 downloads too, and that company's called BrainSync. That's www.brainsync.com. They also have MP3 downloads too, and on some of the CDs, and they have the definitions on the website itself of what affirmations they're actually playing underneath the music. So you can actually write it down, get the CD or the MP3 download, and actually intensify the whole thing by also reciting those words on those affirmations. At the same time you're listening to the CD, do the same thing. So it's just going to really progress you very quickly, the idea of thinking positively and actually being in a position to focus and manifest at will. All right, we also have another person with us. Our friend Dee is here. Welcome to the show, Dee.
Hi. Wondered what happened to you. Now I know.
Yeah, it was one of those things of correcting things, drinking more water, but the intensity of certain things, I don't know. Maybe I should ask you. Maybe I should actually buy a new pillow too. They actually have those down at Walmart now too, where you can actually get that memory foam pillows. And...
Ah. Oh yeah.
So I was thinking about investing in another pillow. So how are you going? How have you been on since we talked to you last?
Ah, not bad. Today I felt really good for some reason. Took a walk, went further than usual. Just felt really good and celebrated happy on anniversary.
Mm.
38 years ago, 10 a.m., it was a Saturday, I got married. I've been divorced for how many years now, 26 years, something like that. So
really?
I celebrated happy on anniversary to me. Why not?
Congrats.
Yeah, I think so. No, life is kind of looking up. I bought myself a cell phone from QVC so I can... A really good one with no, you know, I get so many minutes after, you know, when I get it,
uh-huh.
And then I get triple minutes for life after that every time I buy minutes, and I can buy minutes to call Ireland and other places, so works out perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a new digital camera to take pictures of my jewelry and
mm-hmm.
figure out getting myself a website. I need a website. I got to get that up and running. So life is looking up.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Yeah, we were actually talking about today. We were sitting there going over some things. Me and April had been talking about advertising and that kind of stuff for the work we do and that kind of thing. But we'd also noticed that there's other people that seems to be in the business that when they start doing the advertising and paying too so much about personal image and that kind of stuff, it kind of takes away from their abilities, I think. So it was one of those things of looking for some insights on that one too. So what do you think?
No, I got to make sure I heard you correctly. Got to filter it through here. You're saying that when somebody, and I'll say somebody like myself, if I start really advertising myself, then that takes away from my ability?
No,
is that what you said?
The question is, do you think it does? Because we notice that there's certain people, not the ideal of advertising, it's the ideal they get caught up in this situation of their image. They have to maintain a certain image. And I think that when you do that kind of stuff and you start thinking about your image and how people see you, it kind of takes away from the ideal of how you present yourself. So, you know, if you feel like you got to present yourself a certain way to a certain clientele, that can actually work against you and your abilities because you're not being true to yourself. So it's okay to advertise. It's okay to advertise.
Right.
As long as you can still stay true to yourself. So I was just wondering what you think about that whole scenario.
I totally agree. You have to promote yourself. I remember once from my own life when I had a reading from someone. It cost me $50 for somebody in my state. She was, I don't know if she's still around now, a spiritualist minister.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get anywhere near what I paid for. I got a very, you know, it wasn't that great a reading. And somebody that knew both of us, who used to come here and do some Reiki on me, was saying that there was a difference because she had an ego and I don't. We all have an ego to a certain extent, I guess. But when you think, when you get caught up in yourself and you get caught up in your image, yeah, you're gonna lose yourself.
Yeah, the image.
The image.
Ego.
It's all. Yeah, good. Ego. When the ego becomes too big, then you lose some of yourself. And it's all about, you're absolutely right. You've got to be true to yourself. You've got to be, as far as I'm concerned, if you're not down to earth, you're not approachable, and you basically get caught up and, oh, I'm so great, or you start telling people what you think they want to hear, you've lost it. You've got to have integrity.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have integrity and honesty. If I'm going to do a reading for, doesn't matter who it's, don't you try that, Cap. You know, reading for somebody, I don't care whether they're paying me or they're not paying me. I'm going to give them exactly what I get. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for them. I'll be as kind as possible, but I'm not going to give them a bunch of bullshit because
mm-hmm.
it doesn't do them any good, and it doesn't help me either.
Yeah, I was sitting there talking to people about the idea of donations. It's like donate to the show. Help us to work together to actually to where you, by contributing your money, it's an easier way to actually be a part of this, of giving out the message and talking to people and teaching people. And you really don't have to be, you're like a silent partner.
Yeah.
But some people are like, okay, but, you know, isn't this like a free show? I actually talked to several people who didn't realize that we were actually paying fees for these shows.
Ah.
See, when Block Talk Radio first started, if you put the time in, they would give you credit, so you could actually build yourself up to a two-hour show for free. Well, they changed that. It doesn't happen like that anymore. So we're doing a three-hour show on Saturday. So that puts us in a slot where we pay $100 a month. Okay? So with the ideal of donations, realistically, it's the ideal that we had a show like this too, where we were sitting there trying to balance out the energy. People don't realize the ideal. If you keep giving and giving and giving without any kind of returning or receiving part, it kind of throws the balance off of everything. So it's just the ideal, even in your own best interest, that when you contribute that money, you're putting it out there in the universe. So you're going to get something back.
Nice.
Because I've actually talked to a couple of women too with relationships who were expecting to get taken care of without giving anything. And they couldn't understand why those situations didn't last very long, not realizing that it's like building a bridge. It's like you're building a bridge. Okay, you got these people on the east side building their part, but the people on the west side are waiting for the east side to show up. And then the east side only has enough to actually get to the middle of the bridge. See, the west side is supposed to come up and meet in the middle, so they're actually working together to build this bridge. If one doesn't do its job, then you only have half a bridge and no one goes anywhere.
Hey, go halfway. Yeah, the people on one side can go halfway across the bridge and then fall in the water.
But come on, we know for a fact that people are, they might want to claim to be stupid, but they're not. They'll go to that bridge and go, this sucks. Pretty. But I want to go to the other side. Now, people will find a solution in that whole situation to get to the other side of the bridge, of course. That's just human nature. But if those two groups of people would have worked together, it would have made life easy for everybody. And see, that's what we're doing here. What we're trying to do is, it's the ideal. We're building our east side. Okay? So it's the ideal contributing of finishing up that west side. I'm not realizing that the two come together. We're actually creating an intense situation to help a lot of people that we know for a fact. We've actually had people come on the show and say that they've actually had their questions answered without even getting on the show, even asking them. So see, so we can look at the situation like this. We got people calling in. We got people listening. And we got people working and coming in from time to time too. And if you sort of look at that whole picture, there's a lot of things happening and people's lives are changing accordingly according to it too, all positive situations. So it's just one of those things of keeping that format open all the time. And realistically, when you do a show like this, it takes some time to put these shows together, especially if you're a person who doesn't like to type. So you got to go in there, you got to put the shows together. There is a lot of things that we do duplicate, but the one thing we don't duplicate is the messages when we sit and do the shows and we teach and we go over information. You might hear me say talk about something, but in the process of actually being in those experiences, every time I go over a topic, even if it's the same topic, I have a tendency to pick up more insight on all that stuff. So I just want to keep it open so we can actually keep bringing all the variables to the forefront, so everybody can learn and have those kind of realizations to change their lives. And speaking of changing lives, once you give out the information on how they can contact you for readings and jewelry, and we have some callers in the queue, and let's get to them.
Great. Okay, if anybody would like a reading from me, you can contact me at 207-374-5072 or email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. Right now, I'm just only doing email or phone readings. I do everything for donations, and I accept PayPal. You know, I do have a suggested donation of $60 for an hour's reading, but I work with other blocks of time. And I suggest $20 for an email reading, and you'll get exactly what I get. I don't count my words, so I'm not one of those. I just give you as much information as I possibly can. And I never turn anyone away, so just bring an offer to the table if you think that my suggestions are too much for your budget at the moment. I'll work with you. And if you are interested in some jewelry, I have a business called Dreamweaver Designs, and I make real jewelry. I make necklaces, bracelets, and earrings, and I use stone beads such as moss agate. I use freshwater pearls, amethyst, smoky quartz, aquamarine, all kinds of good stones. And I use sterling silver pendants, and I use stone pendants, and I also use Hill Tribe silver, handmade by the Hill Tribe's people in Thailand, which is an extra high silver content, and absolutely beautiful stuff. And I do everything that. I also take PayPal for everything. So if you're interested in something, email me, and I will send you some pictures to give you an idea of what I do. Also, we'll talk about the length you want of your necklace, if it's a necklace, and how many strands you'd like, that sort of thing. We'll discuss prices. And if you're interested in chakra jewelry, just give me a jingle and we'll see what we can work out with that too.
Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm glad to get a website up. Oh, yes. I also do healing energy if anybody needs some energy work.
Yes. If you also want to contact me for life coaching, relationship counseling, if you got some kids out there who are very gifted but you really don't know how to work with the situation and work with them, contact me on that whole thing. We'll get some insights and work with both of you and make it a great positive situation for you. And also, more likely, if you have a gifted child, you have gifted parents. It's the ideal just finding that depth of the thing. Also, like I said before, you have the email readings and that kind of stuff. And every time we have any kind of specials on the show and you want to take advantage of those readings and stuff, all you need to do is go to the website and push the donation button, and you'll go to PayPal. And what's so easy about that is if you don't have a PayPal account, you don't need one. So we take all major credit cards. All you got to do is go through PayPal, and there's actually a little thing that pops up and said, okay, if you don't have a PayPal account and you want to use a credit card, walks you through the whole thing. Just keep working with it until you get a confirmation number, because a lot of people have a tendency to push the button and don't do that, and I have a big zero on my side going, I didn't get it, and they're like, well, I just sent you. And they missed that last component, that last little push the button. Yes, I understand, everybody. There seems to be too many questions and too many buttons anymore with our transactions, but you can thank the thieves out there who've actually tried to break into these things and steal stuff from people. Anything else, you know? Or maybe we should look at the situation of feeding into the fear where it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and wipe that to the side. But also the same thing, like Dee also said with the situation, we all work with everybody. So if you're crossing our paths and you want to get a reading, don't let the money stand in the way. Come to the table and say, this is what I would like. Can I get it for this? I have never turned anybody down, and I've never said no to anybody. I've learned one thing in life. When I had my shop, I had a little girl walk in. She was like 15 years old, wanted to get a palm reading. I also recommend contact me through Skype or come to visit me. I do readings in my apartment. Very nice place. We got it all set up for everybody to do readings and that kind of stuff. And the ideal doing palm readings. I love doing palm readings because it's just, it's really the most intense one-on-one you can ever have. Because I'm an empath. I won't just give you a palm reading. I will also give you a nice education on palm readings itself, so you can actually get more in depth with your own hands. So if certain things change in your life, you can actually see it reflect in your hands. I can also pick up on not just the lines, all the experiences in your life. I can also pick up the depth, the emotions, the feelings, everything that happened that time. The idea was, I did a palm reading for a girl once, and I told her that in her love area, I saw this major vein popping out. And it just really indicated me that she had a relationship with a boy that when it ended, that it hurt her so bad, she just throbbed. And when I told her that, I've never done a palm reading for somebody that actually cried. It's one of those things. See, we like to sit there and, it's not the ideal, the intent of making people cry, but it's a releasement. And my partner at the time used to look at me, she goes, every person that comes in here walks out crying. What are you doing? I said to me, I'm doing my job. I'm better than any therapist because I can actually help you find what's up, release it, cry, let it go, and in less than 30 minutes you're out the door feeling a whole lot better than going to a therapist who probably takes 6 months to find the issue. So give us a call, sit down and work with us. Whatever you got, I guarantee you will get a reading, and it'll be one of the best readings you ever had. And the reason I say that is because I pour myself into every reading. I also work on a random, me and April work on a random, it's a random, ORANUM.com, and Keen. And see, we've been kind of like discussing with some of the people in there because they have a tendency to take you in a private reading and sit there and pause for 4 minutes. And I actually tell people like this, if you want to get a reading from me, we have a little free chat room. You can talk to us and get to know us and that kind of stuff. I say, ask your questions in the free chat. But I can only answer them in private reading. But see, that's going to save you time. So ask the questions. It's focused. It's going to a private reading. Get your answers questions. That's why I say here, get your questions answered, not your answered questions. I guarantee that with the situation of working with either one of us, you're going to get a lot of, not just the answers. That's why I call them sessions. They're more sessions than anything else. Excuse me. And that's the reason I recommend 90 minutes, because people don't realize when you get into these sessions and really start pouring your soul out to somebody and really finding these things to release these things you've been hanging on to for so long, you're going to get a major change in your life. And if you're out there working with somebody, realistically, guys, if you're working with a person who is supposedly been doing energy work and healing work, and you're still working with them for 6 months, there's something wrong with the situation. Because what we're going to do is we're going to work with you. We might take an hour. We might take an hour and a half. But we're not going to take 6 months to heal you. Okay? Healings happen. Has anybody ever seen a healing that took 6 months? I have seen a healing take 6 months. But the person was also going through a learning experience. If they would have been healed right instantly, they wouldn't have learned anything. And they probably would put themselves back in the situation again where they would have needed to be healed. So in that case, it's a learning experience. But if you're just a person who wants to say you're releasing some emotional baggage, you can release it and maybe do 5 sessions. We might be able to release it in 1 session. It depends on your resistance. But I've been talking to some people lately who are sitting – this one lady said she'd been working with somebody for over a year, and she really hasn't seen any kind of difference. So if you're in a situation like that, please contact us and get some insight on how it really works with healing. And what we're saying that is, give us a call. I'll give you some insights. I got this so-called quantum healing. Now, when we do the quantum healing thing, when we heal you, this guy got his gallbladder healed. The doctor wanted to take him and put him in the surgery. But we were able to put the energy together, heal him, where he's never had it. Oh, excuse me. Where he has never had any problems since. One time, 1 session. Same thing with me. I actually had a tooth that broke. And I sit there, that took me 3 hours. But when it comes to self-healing, it does take a little bit more, because when you do the quantum healing, what you're doing is tapping into someone else's, what you're doing is sending energy and creating a field. And then what they're going to do is they're going to sit there and they got to focus their intent too. So what you're doing is you're giving them energy and an energy field, and realistically they're tapping into you like a computer. Their programming is damaged. So they'll tap into you since you don't have the same ailments as they do. So they're going to use the energy and your pattern to heal themselves. And I did the same thing with a tooth. It took me 3 hours. I just kept them pouring energy. For example, energy transference should be doing something like this. If you don't have a person that you're doing healing with, any kind of sense word can tell you how that works, then they're not doing anything. Because you're supposed to be taking energy from the ground up through your body, up to the tip of your head, down to your hands. And actually, the person can actually demonstrate to you if they're actually doing anything. You can actually feel a difference in the temperature in their hands that you know they're transferring energy to their hands into you. So there's a lot of techniques that you can also come up with and work with that we can give you. So with their next thing, like say you're in India and you can't do a healing with us, it will give you insight. So you'll know who is really being true and who's not. And that's a really, I mean, that's a gift in itself. All right, let's go on and take a deep breath and go on to our first caller. Our first caller, it's area code 443. Welcome to the show, and how are you? Say hello to Dee and me.
I'm fine.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
That's a good question.
I'm fine. I'm in a good place. How about you?
I'm okay. I wanted a reading, but I don't know like what specific topic I should like lean towards.
Well, usually everything's intuitional, okay? So
okay.
Just listen to yourself, and whatever comes to the surface first, go with that.
I want to like kind of life and then like love. I really don't know which one. Just give me a general reading. That would be nice.
Okay, well, the first thing I say to people who want general readings is they usually give you general answers, and we don't deal with general answers. We give you very specific answers, and
mm-hmm.
we give you some really insights. And the one thing I will sit here and say right now is I think you should go with love, because it seems
okay.
like that's the most thing that is pressing on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I got the impression from what she said that maybe she's trying to decide between two different people.
Mm.
What?
You said I'm trying to decide between two different people?
Yes, you are.
Yes. Yeah. That's the impression I get from what you said, that you were trying to decide. You weren't sure which guy was the right guy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go really deep. Let's go deep in the subject, right? Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go deep in the subject, okay? Now, when I sit here and look picked up on the situation, yeah, I get two guys. We get the situation of confusion. But then I go back even further and see there's a decision between her that she needs to freaking focus on herself to figure out what she wants, and it's the ideal of the two swords. If the two of swords comes up and says, it's an indecisive decision, what should I do? And it's the ideal of letting go of the past in favor of the future.
Mm-hmm.
And you're having a little situation. So when you look at the guys, I get the impression one represents the past and one represents the future.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the ideal of looking at yourself and going, okay, who benefits my future and who's just a reminder?
Right.
So when you sit and look at the situation, it's easy to make a decision, but, and people are going, okay, how's that? Well, when you look at the situation, it's not a decision between two guys. It's just a decision that you need to make, which you've already made up before. You're just
mm-hmm.
kind of procrastinating and say, okay, well, I want to wait a little bit longer, hoping something will present itself to you so you can make an easier decision. When you really... there's something about the situation you really know more about. It's just the idea, okay, what am I going to do? Because sometimes people get crazy and go, I have a funny feeling I got to get let go of both of them. And for some reason, that scares them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to figure out, well, why does it scare you when it always goes back to the ideal of being alone?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you procrastinate on the decision, at least you, and I'm not saying your person is going and who wants attention. I'm just saying with the situation... We won't go that route. We'll sit there and say, okay, you know these things, and
mm-hmm.
you know what's up, so you can make that decision. But I'm just saying the one thing I get the most is a person who needs to focus on themselves, which is you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example. I've been working with a lot of people lately, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I hear from women is, what's he doing? How does he feel? What's he want to do? And I say, who gives a freaking, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of bluntly, who cares? it's not about them. It's about you. And it's like pointing it out, saying, because guys have a tendency, well, you think it's all about you? It is all about you, because he's making it all about him.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's making it all about him, that's a reflection to you that you're not. And
mm-hmm.
you need to focus on exactly making decisions according to what you want to do, where you want to go, and how you feel, and excluding that whole thing. So when it works out, and then you guys do come together, and then you have a chance to actually ask each other face to face and get the answers right from the mouth, you know?
Okay, I have one more question. I am dating right now openly, but there's nobody in my life right now that I can say I genuinely like. So do you see someone, like, in the future that I could, you know, genuinely like and want to be with, or?
Are you going to be alone for the rest of your life?
I want to stay alone, but play in the field, and that gets kind of boring after a while. It do.
Sometimes you look at the question, people go, will I ever meet anybody? I'm like, no. They go, what? Are you serious? I said, never. But when you look at a situation, it's like it's trying to get somebody to hear the question you just asked.
Mm-hmm.
And when I sit down and work with people on the ideal manifestation, it's realizing that you can manifest careers, materialistic things,
mm-hmm.
spiritual things,
mm-hmm.
and boyfriends and girlfriends. It's the ideal, and you're manifesting. What you're doing is there are certain people that are meant to be together. In the process of affirmations and manifestations, you're actually clearing out the path so you can actually be together.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a person wants to make a decision to get closer to you
mm-hmm.
by using affirmations to clear the, like I had one I used to do where it says, all difficulties between me and so-and-so are now being dissolved, and now we have a great relationship. And that what that does is it clears the blocks, the insecurities, so those people can actually do what they want to do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the ideal of answering your question and say, hey, you know something? Will you be with somebody? Is there somebody coming in your life? It's the ideal that open dating does nothing but send your energy in four or five different directions.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ideal. It's the ideal regrouping and looking at the situation. Go, okay, what do you want right now? Do you want to have a relationship right now? Do you want an intense, committed, one-on-one relationship? And be honest with yourself and then just kind of step back and tell the universe, yes, I do. I'm ready for that. And then they're going to start leading you in the right direction and say, okay, he's not one, but then go for the third one, which will happen around August.
Okay.
August 31st.
Okay.
So take the time to work on you, because
mm-hmm.
the more you work on yourself and ask yourself the serious questions, and then start getting, see, because it's not your job to seek after love. What your job is to go within yourself
mm-hmm.
and to get rid of all the barriers that keep you from finding it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, what happens is you don't have to find them. They find you. So the more you work on you, the more it could change from August to next month. And it could happen very quickly. Because I sit there and looked at the cards myself, and I see the Earth. It's actually called the Eight of Earth, which is actually Eight of Pentacles. And Eight of Pentacles is basically saying skilled work is rewarded. But see, people look at, well, that's a job. Well, isn't it kind of a job to work on yourself? Because people have a hard time doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do that, learning all there is to know about you. If you have to go back to school, and going back to school means just sitting down and taking that time for yourself. Because, see, everybody, I've had this a couple of times where people go, I don't have time. I got kids. I got work. I said, find the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, realistically, you're allowing everything else to control you. That's what they talk about, take back your power. That means you've given your power to the kids. You've given your power to the husband. You've given your power to your job. You've given your power to the world. And it's time to sit there and understand that you have dominion over everything you do in your life. You are in control. You make the decisions. And everything the way it is now, it's because of how you used to think. Now you want to change that. And that's what you need to do. Because I feel very strongly, do the work, and when you meet this person, it'll be one of the best relationships you've ever had. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. You have a great night. I need to take a deep breath on that one. Okay, Dee. You okay, Dee?
Yeah.
All right. Well, look at the key on that one. You got the ball started, didn't you? Because as soon as you said two guys, I got a whole lot deeper subject on the whole thing. It's almost like a tide is tipped right on the tip of it. Go poof. Oh, I see what the problem
is here. Just the way she spoke. She said something that was like she almost said it. Like there were two guys she was thinking about.
Really? Well, let's go into our next caller. That is that's kind of funny. There's like a second between the two when they came into the into the queue. Just right, they happened right at the same time. I've never seen that happen before in this queue where I was sitting here talking. We had the one caller, right? And next thing you know, I had five. And I was like, it was almost like, boom, like a bewitched kind of thing. Let's go to area code 715. Welcome to the show, and how are you? And say hello to Dee and me. Hello.
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 And what's your name?
Richard, and I'm from Wisconsin.
I thought you said he was from
Wisconsin. All right. Pardon me, but I have a friend in Wisconsin.
I had an ex-girl from Wisconsin, so just don't talk about it. Anyway,
I grew up in Denver.
You grew up in Denver?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm actually living in Manitou Springs.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, you sound so happy about that.
Whoop-dee-doo!
Yeah, I don't think that.
Right? So, Richard, what can we help you with tonight?
Well, I wanted to see if you see my music leading to a career, and I'm also asking that because when I'm practicing, I'm regularly feeling somebody touching my hand. I feel somebody tap me on the cheek. I've heard my name called.
Yeah,
and even that sounds like a little mist on my face.
You play guitar, correct?
Yes, I do.
And you seem like you're very talented, like you could play other things too, if not already. I'm just saying the guitar comes out the most. The strongest, and you've called us before, haven't you?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the case. Then that was the very first thing I started picking up was a guitar. Really focusing on the whole thing. Really want to expand. In some ways.
You play the piano.
Is what?
Do you play the piano?
Oh, pardon me. I talked fast. I'm sorry. Do you play the piano?
No. I've kind of messed around. I've got a little keyboard that I occasionally kind of mess around on.
Okay.
Yeah, he has a dick. Well, I get the impression you got a deep-rooted connection to that from a past life, but you could actually pick it up very quickly, which I think you should do. You're also saying something keeps tapping you on the hands, and...
Yeah, they always tap me on my left hand or my cheek. No, it's always the left side they touch.
Well,
I am left-handed. I don't know if that's what it is.
Right. Well, I pick up on Archangel Gabriel, which is actually the angel of communication, but also the angel has a tendency to be with writers, people who really want to do a depth in sets in their readings and stuff like that. Well, not readings, but what I mean by the journals and stuff like that. I feel because I feel like you communicate with your music.
Yeah. Ever since I've been playing the music, that's when the amount of the strength of the spirits around me, I could feel, got so much stronger. Yesterday, at times it felt like I could hear some like other instruments coming through my amp when I'm practicing.
Yeah, it's definitely angel influence. I've always noticed that too. We always have an archangel and angels working with that angel in the self because they all work together. Surrounding yourself and the idea also protecting you, you know. That's a good influence, too, I think.
Yeah.
Do you also get a lot of criticism? Are there some people that are criticizing you?
No. My ex-wife gets criticized on her music because she's not very good and she's got a fantasy about being a rock and roll singer.
Okay. She wants to be a rock and roll singer?
Yeah, my ex-wife, she's always had that. That's actually why she cheated on me the last time, but some guy was promising her that she was going to be a big rock and roll singer, so she ended up leaving with him.
Yeah, but it's never happened.
She really doesn't have the talent. Yeah, it's never going to happen. She doesn't have the talent for it.
She
got that right.
Well, and when you look at it like this, okay, guys, let's look at this situation and say, okay, she's got some talent, but she has no personality.
Yeah.
Because when you sit and look at the situation, look at most of the singers that have come through, like American Idol and you know, X Factor and these kind of, the ones that stand out the most are the more sincere, you know, got personalities,
yeah.
They're sincere. That's the biggest thing is their sincerity, how they can communicate with their songs. I've seen this one guy, he comes on the stage in the X Factor. No, it was, it was America's Got Talent, I think it was. And this guy comes out on the stage, and he was from Louisiana, and he had his ball cap backwards. I mean, he looked like he'd been working on a shrimp boat for a long time, you know. He comes out with a guitar and starts singing some Garth Brooks songs. And all of a sudden, you've seen the audience on those shows, everybody just got quiet. And they were just listening to this guy, you know. So when I sit there and look at that, I see you.
Yeah, to me, music is, I love music, and it's, if I can make a living doing it, that's just the cherry on top, you know, and then just, does that really work?
Well, like I said, I would sit there and I would take it to the next step, and I would sit there and go, okay, what kind of confidence do you have in yourself that you would take it to the next level and go somewhere?
Yeah, I'm planning on putting out a video on my YouTube site around maybe November.
Well, they had this one group on YouTube that I can't start with a K. And it was a guy and a girl. He played a box, and she played guitar, and she sang, and they did a lot of rap and that kind of stuff. They combined some songs and stuff, and they just came out with their own album last year, I think it was. Yeah. They put a lot of work into these things and put them on YouTube, and they had this one remake they did, and it had over 1 million hits.
Yeah.
And yeah, they got next thing though, they got a call from a studio, you know, it's like, and that whole thing just kind of fell into place because what they said they were doing the most was they were just doing what they enjoyed doing. Yeah, they wanted to get picked up by somebody, but they were just enjoying what they were doing. So they took the next step. Someone said something about you doing YouTube. They did YouTube. So definitely go with that. But if you got a chance to do seriously, the thing that comes to me the most is the idea, if you get a chance to do one of these shows, you should try to do that too, because I feel like it would definitely be, it would change your life. And I don't work for these shows or nothing, I promise. But I'm just saying, if it's on a a local level, whatever you can do. Every time an opportunity, the one thing I would sit here and say, the card that comes to me, it says, every offer that comes to you, take it with confidence because it's being offered you for a reason.
Yeah.
And that's your summer.
Yeah, I thought about that. Also, I recently heard a sweet little female voice. Do you know, do you guys pick up on who that could be? I heard her twice say hello.
Huh. I keep seeing an angel. I keep seeing an angel. Well, there are angels of music and angels. And this one here I keep seeing is she has long red hair, blue eyes. And she is one. Because like I said before, I saw Archangel Gabriel around you. But when it comes to the point of actually touching your hand and touching you with a presence, I keep getting her.
Yes,
and they're also talking about meditation will actually get you the answers you're looking for by connecting with her and this angelic realm around you.
Mm-hmm.
I would sit there and say that I would definitely get some family connections here too, but the angels come out the strongest and the most powerful influences. I get the impression of support from, like, I keep getting like two family members. But like I said, I can't really pick up on them because I keep seeing all the angels in front, which is very important.
Do you have a grandmother in spirit?
Yeah, my grandmother and my mother passed away about 8 years ago. They were all very much into music.
I keep getting, grandmother keeps coming to mind for me.
But I keep getting the impression too. Grandma's first and mommy talks to grandma.
Yeah, my grandma was very, very psychic, and she said I inherited from her, and we were also both left-handed.
Right.
Ah.
So there you go. It's one of those situations when you get the prompting, the pushings, and that kind of stuff. Just follow through. I would definitely get that as part of it's like prompting to success.
Yeah.
Don't worry about anything. That's why I keep getting, don't worry about nothing. Just keep going. You are the king of air.
Keep going, go within
and
listen. messages that are going to come to you.
Yeah, because the card for you today is called the king of air. Brilliance, impartial, professional, diplomatic. It says, speak your mind with confidence. Seek out professional advice. You just did, so listen. balance mental and emotional considerations.
Yeah, pay attention.
Yeah, it says, because I always tell you, I've had this come up a couple of times, and people say, seek out professional advice. I said, you just did. Oh, that's right, yeah. So it's just the idea of realizing, that's just confirming the connection of why you're here. And also the ideal to have confidence with what you're hearing and what you feel like you should do, so therefore you can do the prompting and follow through with it. And then it says, balance mental and emotional considerations. So, see, a lot of us have a tendency, we got this thing going on mental, we think too much. Our guidance is trying to get us to follow our heart. And the emotional consideration of compassion, of what we feel, okay? It's like the idea, if I was doing exactly what I wanted and doing it as a living, how would that feel if it happened right now? Experience that within yourself, and you'll actually be living it. So try that, okay, Richard?
Yeah, I will.
Please do. And keep us informed on how things go on. If you want to sit down and really connect with the angels or work on some meditations on how to connect with them, I'd be glad to sit down and work with you on that whole thing. So just let me know.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. And do you have anything else to add?
Nope. I agree. He needs to, like I said before, pay attention to the messages. Go within and listen. Because there are going to be plenty of messages coming your way. And, you know, I don't know when Donnie was talking about doing the, like talent, the talent areas.
Talent shows.
America's Got Talent just kept. That was the one that stuck in my mind. if you're able to go that route.
Yeah
America's
but
Got
anytime
Talent.
You get a chance to, anytime you get a chance to perform, I would suggest that, take it as long as you know that it's going to be a good place for you where people are really going to turn out and listen.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about moving back to Denver or to the L.A. area. I actually was born out there, so.
Mm-hmm.
Here where I'm at, you really couldn't do much musically. It's just too small of an area.
Right, go to Denver.
Yeah.
See,
I'm just saying, Denver, the energy seems good in Denver. I mean, I just feel like there's, it just seems like more of a kickstart, anything else. So try that one, okay?
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking about.
So follow through with that one and definitely give us a call and tell us how it's going. And if you want some more motivation or sit down and do the little thing about, sometimes I've been doing these manifestation meditations and I've been working with some lady, and it's just the idea of getting that tweak on that emotional feeling. So if you want some help with that, definitely give me a call on that one.
Yeah.
And you,
yeah.
It's
it.
Friday. What's that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Richard, you have a great weekend, because I keep forgetting it's Friday.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's Friday.
It's Friday, so
yeah,
you have a great weekend, and I'd love to hear from you again, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll call again sometime.
All right.
Thank you.
You have a great night, okay?
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Yeah, thank you very much. Bye-bye now. That is one of those things I was... Let's see. All right, here we go. We got some more people in here. Let's go to area code 720. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm fine, Donnie. How are you? Hi, Dee.
Hi.
Oh, well, a familiar voice, and I can't place it.
Dibitar. I don't even think he knows where you are.
Dibitar.
You're where?
Huh?
This is Ivatar.
Oh,
720 is Colorado, Donald.
Oh, okay.
I call Cheyenne and up in the Denver area. I know the area code. 720 is Colorado. Where are you?
I'm in Colorado. I'm in Colorado, but it's 719 here.
Yeah,
she's in 720.
Where's 720?
I talked to Cheyenne today, Dee.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So how
yeah,
is
she? And I talk to, she and I talk every day. We're helping each other.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Here it is, Dee and Donnie. I am in the process of manifesting finances and a new house. So I want you guys to validate my manifestation. I mean,
okay.
I wrote it out. I went there in my mind in terms of what I want the house to look like.
Mm.
I went there with my feelings and emotions and everything. So I just need a validation.
Okay, so when you sit there and go over the when you do this when you do the affirmations and the manifestation and all the things and the details within it, how do you finish it up?
Well, I didn't really. Basically, what I did, I sat down and I first of all started writing.
Okay.
And in detail, you know, what I wanted the house, the vibrations of the house, what I wanted to look like. And it to be everything that I wanted about the house, you know, I wanted it to be beautiful, I wanted it to be scenic, I wanted it to be around, you know, I was real specific in terms of what I wanted. And I wanted the finances to be able to, you know, take care of everything as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what you mean when you say finish it up.
Okay. Well, what I mean is I can actually give you an example, okay? What I do is I sit there and go over mine like this. For example, I say, thank you, God and angels. I am so happy and grateful for the 4 75-minute readings I did today through my website, psychicxjourneyman.com, earning over $1,000 this week. And then I'll sit there and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then what I do at the end of it, as I feel and see people calling me and going through my website and checking things out, and then they call me up and actually picture us talking, setting up a time, working out things going on. I always focus on one thing, is getting exactly what I want. So a 75-minute reading is $75. I see people actually saying, no problem, and going with that flow. Okay, and then once I get down with the picturing, I also feel what it feels like to talk to people and get excited. And then afterwards, I always say, thank you, God. Thank you, angels. That was fantastic. And then when I get down with the visualization, what I put at the end of it is I have this one little saying I do, so therefore I won't get caught up in one thing of just focusing on that one vision. I want to open all the doors. So what I do is, at the end of everything I've done, before I get up and leave, I say this or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, that is really awesome. But what I did say thank you, and I did visualize myself in space, and it was like, you know, the after effect of, you know, actually me moving in. I did visualize that. And I did say thank you this morning. And I got up this morning in such gratitude. I wrote all this stuff out last night. But when I got up this morning, I just got up and so much gratitude and just thanking the Creator for everything in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's the key to everything. The reason I stress with people is to just take 15 minutes of your manifestation, and for the rest of the day just say thank you and be grateful for everything you got, because what it does, it actually enables you to detach from your manifestation. So therefore,
Exactly. And that's why I said thank you. It just came to me just to say thank you, because that's like a confirmation that you believe that the manifestation is already done.
Exactly.
Right.
Because that was what I was trying, because people were looking at my affirmations, because I would sit there and say, I had this one I say all the time, because I was sitting there going, shit.
No, I don't think that's it.
No, it was April. She's at a pagan festival right now, and she's been texting me, telling me what's been going on. And okay,
ooh,
let's get back to
it.
Yeah, I was sitting here going, Okay. I was sitting there, because people sit there going, you and your girlfriend are not married, but your affirmations say, my romantic relationship marriage with April Austin is growing happier and more fulfilling every day. And they were like, but you're not married. And yes, but when you put things in the state, when your statement says they've already happened, then you see you're focusing on that. Yes, that's
right,
the outcome.
Exactly.
That's the outcome. That's the outcome that you want. That's the thing you see. It's a funny too, because people, I also recommend, see, when your manifestations already happen, to keep the flow going is to keep working with the affirmations and, you know, change them accordingly, of course. But like I said here, I was sitting there looking at this was, I am so happy and grateful that I now have a wonderful, happy, and I get very detailed, very happy, honest, healthy, faithful, respectful, sexual, sensual, joyful, romantic, committed to each other, spiritual soulmate, twin flame relationship with April Austin. We are really learning to understand and deeply love each other unconditionally now and always.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
So, but I also have another one too, where it's like you want to keep things clear. So I have another one where it talks about right here. It says all difficulties between me and April Austin are now being dissolved. We have a wonderful, happy, romantic, deep loving, committed to each other relationship now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now and always. So, you know, it's one of those things where you keep going, and I think you can actually keep the conflicts down to a minimum by focusing on affirmations to make sure that you got the relationship, you got the marriage, but you can also keep it smoothly opening up, because like the one I just read talks about loving, really learning to understand and deeply love each other unconditionally, because it's always an experience in the situation, especially relationships, that it's a constant learning experience. Everything
right.
that happens between the two of you is you're learning more about each other and yourselves. So it's
right.
going to be a constant learning thing. Because I've worked with too many couples where people say, we're different. I'm saying, of course you are. He's a man, you're a woman. That will never change. And how you deal with that situation and how you actually really respect that also enhances the relationship. Because example, let me find this one statement in here real quick, because it was one of those things I thought was very powerful, because I actually have a soul. I actually have a prayer in here I got from a book that was, it's called Manifesting a Soulmate. Now what I do with this kind of therapy that I do, I have a lady who thinks that this guy is her soulmate. So what we do is we take the prayer, we say the prayer to manifest a soulmate. Now what's going to happen is if that guy is truly her soulmate and that's truly the one she's supposed to be with, he will move forward, because what the prayer is doing is clearing out all the obstacles and his insecurities so he can actually see past the illusion to see that they are supposed to be together. So it clears those out. If it doesn't go that way and someone else presents himself, what happens is the true soulmate has come to her in the process of proving to her the other guy's not. And she sees that for herself. So I was sort of looking at the thing, and it says, this is what your job is. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that have
right.
that you have built up against it. This is baggage,
right.
and it's the idea of working on a whole thing. But also the situation, the one I was trying to find, was I thought was the most powerful one too, is find the person who will love you because of your differences and not in spite of them, and you have found a lover for life.
Okay.
So when you sit and look at the situation, see, your job is not to build Frankenstein. Your job is the ideal of just realizing that Dr. Frankenstein already did that for you, and embrace this person and look past the surface to see the true person.
Okay.
And I know people go, what's that to do with this situation if you're trying to manifest something as in a house and that kind of stuff? Well, it's the idea of realizing that you might have this vision in your head. It says, you know something? Your vision of the house that you want, is it really your vision, or is it something that you've acquired as you grew up with the influences that you had to take your job and sit back and say, okay, my manifestation is not as happening as quick as it's supposed to. Why not? Because maybe you're not really focusing on the true sense. And that's why I always felt like that last little piece that you put on there opens all the doors and windows. So therefore, maybe something you can't see will still present itself, so therefore you can enjoy it even more because you're going to really see it. Because I had this one, where was it at? Yeah, I got journals full of stuff. It was one after, no, no, I think it's this way. The idea of simplify by making a situation a little bit more simpler by focusing on a more playful way of doing things. Like here's mine. Okay, that's not it. Here it is. Mine's simple. I appreciate and enjoy my beautiful home. It has the view, the neighborhood, and the amenities of all that I desire. I am blessed and grateful and love the thrill of knowing it's 100% paid for, free and clear. See, it's the idea of taking... Yeah, it's like the idea of taking your step one step further and say, okay, we're programmed to think we have to buy things on credit. We don't realize we can actually manifest anything.
Right, exactly, exactly, exactly. That's why I called for confirmation, because I really, you know, I did this in a different way than I've been doing it before, and it just all came from my inner being. It, mm-hmm. it wasn't like I just thought about it, sat down. Okay, I said, okay, I need to... you know, really get specific and write it out. That's what I did. And I felt different. I just, I left it. You know, when I said mm-hmm. I left it, I mean, I believe that it would be. So I just need mm-hmm. you to confirm that for me.
Oh, no problem. I'm just saying, I was telling people before we just started this thing, which actually someone brought to me on the show, and I said, you should do manifestation meditations and help people with the situation of just more focusing on how you manifest things and then enabling and helping them to do the same thing so they can actually manifest, not in the idea of just the big things, but manifest every day, daily,
right,
every minute. Because right. at the end of my show, I always say, usually when I'm not really enthused when they're doing a relationship, I'm doing a relationship, doing a reading or something, I always say, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And that's the thing you should be focusing on, is getting blessed every minute, every day, to the point where I also say, give love where love is given. That's actually a saying, in the process of donations, give love where love is given. A lot of people just can't walk up to me and give me a hug on the radio show, but in the idea of gratitude, they could actually donate, which is the ideal, realistically. The true form of giving and receiving is love. And we just choose different ways of doing that, but either give money. I've got people have a tendency to say, hey, I got some, whatever it is. Would you like to have some of these? And it's just the ideal, exchange. But even when we love each other, and when what I'm trying to get at is the ideal, vote and donate to the show. Okay, great. But do it in a loving way. Do it because you want to, not because you feel like you have to. It's right. the same thing with your house. It's the ideal, really getting yourself in a state of mind that says, I would just love to have my own home, my own little setting, so therefore I can take it one step further and get this house because I desire it, and also do everything with this that I desire to do with it too.
That's one of the things that I wrote down in terms of my foundation. My foundation to manifest my life purpose.
Mm-hmm. Because I sit down, I was sitting there telling you about getting these affirmations, and, you know, I tell people, yeah, go read the books, go all these things. These are just blueprints for things to work with. And then take the affirmations and sell, because these affirmations came from other people, too, who actually created these things. I don't think there should be any copyrights on those. But I was sitting there looking at the one you're talking about, and I actually had this one, if I could find it. Because I got this one that says, I enjoy receiving incredible amounts of money, prosperity, acknowledgement, opportunity, success, and fulfillment from my work as a psychic medium, spiritual advisor, teacher, and radio show host, with the idea of working with people, getting very specific just like you did, but it was just that thing I throw in the end. But there was another one that I was looking here, because I also have one for parenting, working with family, always working things in a nice little career business, affirmations that were just simple. Like this one here, I am grateful to have the knowledge and resources to exert minimal effort for maximum returns. And then we have, where is it at? There was one I really wanted to sit there and say to you, because it kind of, here it is. I am grateful to have the means to purchase and have and do anything I desire when I desire it.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
You can put on the end. I was thinking about putting it on the end where I sit there and say, I desire it in cash. I only pay in cash, where it's the idea of keeping that flow open.
Yeah.
Seriously, you know, you look at credit cards and checks and that kind of stuff, they all have outside fees, but cash doesn't.
Right.
It's just a direct connection. It's a instant receiving, you know, giving and receiving.
So what are you picking up on the manifestation?
Keep going.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, yeah, what? That's a given. That's a given.
What did you say to me?
I said, keep going. You're on the right path.
Okay.
I get the impression it may be 3 months. But the one thing about timing is we've just given you some extra influences, extra boost. And when you put those into play, it changes the timing. It's the idea. When are you ready to let down the resistance? Are you ready to? I mean, it's like I said to one guy. I said, I want you to think about this. I want you to sit there and feel it. If it happened today, how would you feel? And could you actually handle it? Have you actually taken? A lot of people don't do one thing. They don't sit down and go, okay, I take full responsibility of this manifestation. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, I've seen people in relationships. They get in, they manifest relationships, and then they sit there and look at the situation and go, you know something, especially guys. I don't want this. I don't want to give up my own life. See, they never took the responsibility of what happened. Not realizing the reason those two people were together in the first place is because they both wanted it. So it's the ideal. Just do a check on the situation of your resistance. Because I was sitting talking to a friend of mine about divine timing. They go, well, you know what happens? Divine timing. Yeah, but I think divine timing is also when are you ready to let down the resistance so the angels can instantly manifest this thing right into your life right now, bring it into physical form. Because you know for a fact that you are the vehicle that's going to bring this in reality.
Right.
So I would sit there and do that, but the 3 month comes up very quickly, but then again, I feel like you're going to tweak it and try to get as much as out of you can get. So I feel like it's one of those things that can happen anytime.
Okay.
It's just, I'm just saying, look at the situation at yourself. If you're thinking about paying payments for your house, that could be a resistance. Because maybe that's not the way your manifestation is supposed to happen. The angels and, you know, the God and angels and everything around you are like, okay, let's make it easy on you. Payments are not easy. Mm-hmm. It is kind of funny, too, when you look at the situation. Someone brought this to my attention and said, isn't it kind of funny we're the only mammals on the planet who actually pay to live here? So it's the idea of looking at the situation and go, okay. The one key word I've worked with a couple of people who got the money coming in, doing manifestations really good, but there's always that, like, arm's reach. It's like at arm's reach. And then as soon as they started saying, I desire it and I deserve it, that's when you started feeling the motion of everything moving forward because you just said, I deserve it. Mm-hmm. So, and then there was another one I told people to do as you do your affirmations, just say, so be it, so it is. Now, a lot of people don't do it because they've heard witches say that. So be it, so it is. But if you listen to what the words say, so be it, so it is, which means reality is right now. It's happening at this moment.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
So, you know, when you look at the situation, is it going to happen? You're right. It's definitely an emotion, and it's the ideal, when's it going to happen? But because I feel like it's happening at this moment.
Right, me too.
Now, so I always say if I'm doing something like a candle thing or something like that, I always at the end go, as I will it, so mote it be, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and I usually wind up with my right hand making the sign of the cross several times. But I don't, that's just my thing.
Yeah, because my thing is I don't like rituals. I like to go poof, there it is, poof, there it is. Like an Aladdin.
No, it's just my little, that's just the way I do things. It's just me and the, and I know it's also a, so mote it be, that's also a Masonic or Eastern Star thing, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what, Donnie, I may have had some resistance because, Colorado is a new place, everything's new to me, and, I haven't actually worked in about over three years. So I'm manifesting, finances in a different area. So I may have had some resistance unconsciously, like, okay, I'm going to do this, how am I going to do that? But I think yesterday when I wrote it out and actually went through a process, it was a different frame, a totally different frame of mind than I had prior to that. Totally different frame of mind.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, the reason I tell people that a lot, too, is is the thing I caught myself doing was try to take your mind away from the ideal calculation, which means, you know, like calculating this amount, or we got to do this or do this. It's just the ideal of taking yourself out of that frame and just start enjoying your life. Just live your life, you know, like go to the gym or whatever you're doing.
Exactly. Exactly. And I had to do that. I really had to do that because months ago, like, you know, March, April, I was just like, you know, I was just, that was the only thing on my mind. I just really wanted to go on a move. And then I just pulled back and just relaxed and just took it one day at a time and stopped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did. That's exactly what I had to do.
Yeah, it drives you crazy sometimes,
back.
You know?
Right.
Go, I'm sorry.
I had to do that. Yeah.
There's also these things I got on Amazon, and they're, let me get pull those up real quick.
Yeah, you told me about Lasagna.
Okay, no problem. But I just, you know, when I sit here and look at those things, and I was kind of like checking them out, and the one I got the most, it was a one on here called Achieve Your Goals. And then I got this little format. I got this little, I guess, formula. I do the Achieve Your Goals. And then I'll go down here and do the one where it says attract money and abundance. And then I'll go down and do the other one. It's called Developing a Millionaire Mindset.
The subliminal things, yeah, you told me about them. You told me about all of them last time I talked to you. But the other thing is, one other thing I wanted to mention to you, I was referring a friend to you, and I had gave her your number for her to call the show, and I told her, you know, you can call the show and then go from there. I was referring her to you for past life regression.
Ooh.
And to have that, she needed to have that done. And is that okay?
That's fine. Yeah, keep referring people. Cause, see, I've been working for a couple companies, but what I want to do is I want to filter everything, or I should say funnel everything into just working through the show and my website, because I'm tired of giving everybody a percentage of what I do when I feel like I should be doing that myself with donations. And like the other day, I went to Safeway and they donations to, I think it's, what's it, St. Joe's? No. Yeah, maybe it is St. Joseph's or St. Joe's Hospital with the cancer patients and stuff like that. So.
Daddy Thomas's thing, that's St. Joseph's or St. Joe's.
Yeah, because a lot of these companies, these psychic companies, they're restricting where I can't do what I want to do. And I've actually had a couple of people in this company, they said you can't give up personal information, but, you know, what I do is I sit here and override everything. Okay, angels, it's about time that people start coming to me personally, because I feel like I can actually do a lot more, or if it's just the ideal, because I refer people all the time, too, and I say, hey, there's this fantastic person. Of course, it's my girlfriend, but it's just that she does some things differently. I don't do spells, but she does. And then she also does a lot of – she also works with your your guides to actually get the answers for you. She's actually done a couple of readings where she'll ask the guide to pull a card out of the deck for her, point out a card. And they're very –
Okay, so my friend, what should I tell her to do? Should I – Because what days do your show come on?
Right now we've scaled back. I was doing Tuesdays and Thursdays, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays, but what was getting to me was I was doing shows on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, kind of kicking myself in the head. And so my thing is we're having shows now on Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. The big show is on Saturdays. We're doing 3 hours.
Okay. So I can give her the number and have her – her name is Jill. I can give her and tell her to go. What time are you coming on tomorrow?
6 p.m. Mountain Time. So if she's on the East Coast, is she on the – yeah, it's Mountain Time.
Yeah, she's here in Colorado too, yeah.
Okay.
So what I'll do, I'll give her and tell her to call in, and then you guys can go from there in terms of, you know, how you want her to contact you for the past life regression.
Yeah, it'd be great to do a reading on the show for her, but I don't do past life regressions. I do pass. I will pick up on. I can see. I have two versions. There's regression is the idea of walking somebody with her angels and going back to past experiences, past lives.
Right.
But we also do past life readings where I pick it up and do it for you. I can do that briefly, but to get the really good.
That's, I know you mentioned that to me before. That's why I referred her to you.
Yeah, so, you know, so we have a tendency to take both of the whole thing. So, yeah. I'm looking forward to doing more, working with more people in person, because when I was here in Colorado back in 2005 and 2006, I had my own shop. I used to work with people all the time. And that's where I really love working with people, because I love doing palm readings. And that's like I was saying before at the beginning of the show, to sit there and actually, I've had a friend of mine tell me that too. She said, I've never seen anybody do a palm reading and bring people to tears. And I was like, well, it's the ideal of really getting in depth with the situation and realizing that people are looking for really answers. They're not just looking for a show. Because I told a lady before, I said, if you're on television, it says, for entertainment purposes only, that's to cover their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we don't want to cover anybody's ass. I sit and tell people all the time, I'm very protected. So I've seen some in these spiritual books too. They'll say, we don't want you to sit and replace this with any kind of, you know, thing da 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 you're doing. And I say, yes, you do, because it's a part of your path. It's a part of your realization. It's a part of your growth that you might be going to a doctor. Because that's what I was talking before earlier in the show, where I was saying, if you're going to a healer or anybody who's doing energy, and you've been working with them for a year and you haven't really gotten any differences with the situation, you're being scammed. And you might actually have a talented person there who also is feeding into a worldly thing, who thinks that they have to string people along to make money. And it's the ideal realizing there's 8 billion people on this planet. You've got plenty of clients, okay? It's the ideal getting past your own insecurity. So what they need to do is they need to walk away from that situation so that person can also – it's a realization on both sides. So that person can see, you know, you're not doing a good thing. Because, I mean, seriously, when I focus on this kind of work – there's things that's brought to my attention by my guides and angels all the time to keep doing deeper and deeper and really working with people and really making a difference in people's lives so they can walk away going, okay, I know what to do. I can really make a big difference. I always tell people, if you're going to people and you've been working with these people for on and on, my philosophy is, if I can teach you in 30 minutes to take care of yourself for the rest of your life, I've done my job. Mm-hmm. Stringing people along is not really being respectful to myself and my talent and what I can do for people. I want people to walk away from a reading and say, okay, today is the beginning, this is the first day of my life, and then start manifesting and doing things and realizing they're true. That's who they truly are.
There's also another thing, Donnie, that some people, you could work with them forever and a day, and if they're blocked, if they're not going to receive the energy, it's not the healer, it's the person that's being healed.
I
can speak that from personal experience.
Okay, so can I. But I've also done one thing with those situations. I've learned how to get past that wall. That's why I like to work. That's why I want to work with people one-on-one. It's a whole lot easier, more effective to get past that wall they put up and go behind it and say, hello. Whoa, hey, what's up? Okay. It's not, you know. Because when people sit there and say, help me, they let the wall down a little bit. It's like having your window down. You know, if you roll the window all the way down, you get cooler. If you leave it all the way up, there's always that little bit, you know. So I sit there and say, okay, let's work on this. And people go, wow, how'd you know all that stuff? Because it's right there in your records, man. So why don't you sit there and look at it and realize it does exist, that you can't get rid of it. And it also, the thing I want to stress with people about baggage, It actually occupies a space because I always tell people don't focus on an empty space when it comes to relationships. Like what I mean by that is like if you were in a relationship with somebody, my space, I feel so empty because this person's not with me anymore. That's because you have a lack of foundation within yourself. It had nothing to do with him. You built your foundation on him. That's what it was saying. Take back your power because you gave it to him or her, whichever the case is. And when you take that back, you can – because I was telling this one guy, I said, this is the truth. No matter what the chaos of this world is, you can maintain a great foundation no matter what.
Right. No matter what.
That's how we get past all those obstacles. Because I was sitting there telling people, when you sit there and manifest, and people look and go, how'd you do that? You're talking to a person who needs help. So if you sit there and keep doing what you're doing without even saying a word to that person, they're going to see that. And they're going to sit there and go, I can do that. They're tapping into their strength again. So keep moving forward. Okay, what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was going to ask you if you could pull a couple of cards based on a question that I asked you.
$3,000. Okay.
Yes, and I expect it in my mailbox in the morning.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, so you're going to send it to her. Okay, I got you.
No, no. No, I want the $3,000. No, you said $3,000, and I said I expect it in my mailbox tomorrow. Never mind anybody else.
She stuck it in her mailbox.
Well, if that's the case,
yeah.
I'm going to manifest. You only get $1,500. So
that's okay. I can override you.
No problem. I can't believe
you. You never mess with a goddess, dear. Never, never.
Yeah, but it's like this. Never mess with a Taurus, who's also a triple Earth, and very strong foundation.
I'm a Taurus too, Donnie.
I'm a Taurus and a sun sign. My moon sign is Virgo, and my rising sign is Capricorn, so don't mess with me. So
it's okay. Aries and Sagittarius here, thank you. We're going to go that route. Who cares?
So, I'll get a water sign to put you out. Let's see.
No. If my fiance a Cancer couldn't put me out, nobody can. But anyway, go for it.
Cancers are too emotional. Anyway, I was sitting looking at her card. It was the five of wands, and saying completing goals. There may be some bothersome details, conflict with others, but you know something? Look at the ideal of just, I was telling this lady not too long ago, and she's like that her mortgage company was foreclosing on her house, or trying to, and she had to miss, and she hadn't missed a payment.
She hadn't?
Hadn't missed a payment at all. I told her, I said, I want you to do me one thing. I said, these people are trying to get you, they're trying to pull her into their vision. We rip people off all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
And I sit there and said, don't do it. I said, I want you to keep focusing on your vision and what you see, no matter what they say. Because
right.
I've seen too many people
right.
that get, like the guy on the roof going, shooting people, because they fired me. What happened was he fed into their perception of saying that was his life, and he thought that they took his life, so he's on a roof taking other people's lives. That's how it all starts.
Right.
Now, your second card says, a complex decision, a need to do research. Stop procrastinating, and that's the idea on a research. Now, when I look at the card, see, I think you've gotten a lot of information already. It's just the idea of putting it into play, and I feel like this card will be something that, because the Seven of Water or the Seven of Cups is like focusing, we can actually focus too much on the materialistic thing and actually create a block to keep from getting it. So it's the idea. Yeah, so it's the ideal. Look like money. People, I want $3,000. I want to do this. Sometimes it's the idea. What I do is I said, okay, like this week I want to make over $1,000. So see, it's still wide open. I'm not saying I want $1,000. I'm saying over $1,000. And also putting in the past tense. But then again, going the other route and just like you said before, the gratitude, being thankful. Because I mean, I've seen so many people sitting focused. How come I haven't got the $3,000? Because that's all you think about. Of course, it says what you think about, you bring about. But see, what you're wanting the money for is truly the outcome, not the money. The money is actually ends to a means, you know?
Right.
So you focus on not the house, but what you do is you focus. There was a thing on this guy named John Randall Price. He has a book, and it's called Empowerment. You can do, be, and have all things. There's a process in the book. It talks about reopening centers.
In yourself?
In yourself. Like, okay, I found the chapter right there. It's the energy of will and purpose, the energy of unconditional love, and the employing the energy of creative intelligence. And what it does, it goes through a process where you look within yourself to see if these switches have been turned on that are marked with energy of unconditional love. You reach into your subconscious mind and you see yourself turning it on. And the affirmations to go, quickly, the affirmations to go with like with the energy of will and purpose. The affirmation is just simple. It says, I work powerfully and purposely for God, and my life is filled with wholeness, harmony, and abundance. And then the one for the energy of unconditional love says, I work lovingly and easily for God, and my life is filled with wholeness, harmony, and abundance. See, when it says you're working for God, God wants you to be prosperous. So you're just working with Him, prosperous and abundant. I've never seen in the Bible where it says, settle and live in poverty. I've never seen that. The other one is called the energy of creative intelligence, where you do the same thing. You reach in your mind, turn the switch on, and the affirmation for that is, I work creatively and thoughtfully for God, and my life is filled with wholeness, harmony, and abundance. I work creatively and thoughtfully. When you love another, when you love another person unconditionally, you're actually doing that for God. Because I was telling this one guy, it was kind of funny. I went to a light today, of all places. I'm sitting at a light waiting for it to turn green, so I can actually cross, take my bike, and keep riding to the gym. And this guy was talking about, I hope God protects me and keeps me from harm. I said, what do you mean hope? There's no hope about it. He already has it done. You're already taken care of, my friend. And he's like, I like that. You're right. And we sit there and talked about the situation for like 5 minutes, and we actually missed the freaking light. So, and I looked at him. I said, "What? I mean, that's the greatest way to miss the light, isn't it? We had a great conversation." He said, yes, it was. I'll probably never see this person again. But see, that's the point in our lives is every time you sit down and talk to somebody, even the ideal using God and realizing that you are was created in the image, that you are, because there was something, there's a statement in the Bible where it says, I think Jesus said it, where he says, you guys, you are gods because you are made in the image of a God. So when it says, no gods before me, it's the same thing with yourself. When you allow your people and circumstances and people, jobs and that kind of stuff to actually override who you are, you're actually denouncing God at the same time.
Right, and but people that you know, people try to do that because they want you. They, in their mind, they're you know, like in terms of what I was saying to you about manifest. Some people, when you talk about manifesting and you talk about, well, you know, I'm going to do this. I don't know exactly how, but I just know it is. They look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah,
because they're not on that page in terms of being able to manifest. So they're looking at you like they're crazy. And they have the doubt in their mind. You don't have the doubt in your mind, but they have the doubt in their mind.
Yes, and I had a girlfriend who used to get mad at me, my ex-fiance, who used to get mad at me because she used to sit there and say, you know, one thing I don't like about you, and I said, what's that? And she goes, because she said, I don't like it because you're always right. And I said, you mean I think I'm right? And she goes, no, you are always right. And I was like trying to explain to somebody, if you're in a process of manifesting, you know, every day, every minute of the day, you're manifesting things in your life, you can also manifest the answers on every little thing. So therefore, you will be put in a position where you're always right, because it's the ideal that the answers are coming from a spiritual source, of course, but it's the ideal. You've learned how to listen. So therefore, you're always right. And that gives you the confidence to also stand behind what you say, too, as well, where you'll start seeing very positive changes. Now, in this book here is by John Randolph Price. Sunny Beach. It's my sister. she told me she'd call me back, and I didn't mean to be busy this long. There's a section in here where after you do all these treatments, there's a spiritual treatment. What it says in this one part, it's just kind of, it's like nice. It says, let the master self speak to you now. And basically what it says, I will never leave you or nor forsake you. I am with you always. For you are my expression, the light of my light. I have filled myself as you and have given myself to you. All that I am, you are. For you are my expression. I am all that you can conceive of me to be, your supply, your health, your work, your relationships, your protection, your all. I ask only that you abide in me and look to me as your all-sufficiency, which when you look to God for all to be your all-sufficiency, you're also proclaiming that you do have all those within yourself too. So when you, so when you're loving God, you're actually loving yourself. And when you love yourself, you're actually loving God.
Exactly.
So, it says all sufficiency, knowing that I withhold nothing from you. Now choose that which you desire in my name, the name of I am. And it says choose. So it's the idea of clearing out all the clutter to make you realize that when you put your mind to it, and your heart. Because usually what I said to tell people said, go out and get your heart's desire. And what's going to happen is when you follow your heart, you're not going to just feel it, but your mind is going to be eliminated, so you can see it. And then they all work together in the process of creating whatever you want. Because in the process of seeing the truth, it's going past the illusion. To realize you don't have to pay payments. That's what the world says. You know, the ideal, I was sitting telling a friend of mine, I said, I got my license one time, and I found out my license were actually revoked, which I shouldn't have got my license, but I did. And the only common denominator you could look at was, I wanted those license. And I remember when I walked in the motor vehicles and said, I'm walking in here, I'm getting my license, and I'm walking out. And I walk in, the lady asked me one question. She said, you sure your license is not revoked? And I didn't lie to her because I was under the assumption they were just, you know, expired. And I said, nope, they're just expired. And I said it to myself again, I am walking out of here with my driver's license. And next day she looked at me and she said, okay, stand next to the screen. I'm like, screen? She goes, yeah, because you can take your picture for your license. And you know, the reason I love that story is because people, I'm trying to give everybody an image in your mind that nothing is out of your reach. Because, I mean, I remember that too. I got my license, my mom, my friend, everybody's like, how'd you do that? I did it because I wanted it. And they were just like, the question itself, how'd you do that? Does it really matter? My license is right here. So I did it. And I said, I just basically walked in and said, when I walked to the door, I said, I'm getting my license and I'm walking out of here. I walk in the door, never looked back and never thought anything else but the objective. I wasn't worried about will I have the money for my license. I wasn't worried about if I would, you know, I just focused on the outcome. And everything else seemed to fall into place because that's what it was supposed to do. Now, let's enter going to that book. In the book, it talks about the screen in your mind. See a nice white screen in your mind. Imagine yourself of seeing your hand with a pencil and then write on the screen, I choose, and then fill in the rest of it. And then when you get done what you're focusing on, now take the screen one step further and go over all those words. Go over all those words just like, and then let them basically be imprinted in your mind where you can just feel the radiance of each word. And then take that one step. And now the screen is therefore not just the idea of writing on, it's also to see your mental movie play itself out. And you keep playing it over in your mind until you can see the color. You can see the conversations, whatever it is. Just put it into details, just like when you see it, when you live it. That's when you're actually living a manifestation, that's what happens. You see everything unfolding in front of you.
It's congruency. It's the congruency. Your vibration is congruent with what you say you're asking for. It's congruency that brings about the manifestation.
Exactly. You know something, guys? I want to sit there and do one thing. That's the whole thing. You see the mental picture. You see it, and then you take it one step further as you're seeing it, and then you interact, and you feel it. And then after you get on to all that whole thing, they call it the next stage is called the action. The action means you go out, and you go live your life. Because in the process, I was telling this one lady, I said, you know, you can... Okay, this is crazy, isn't it? Okay, guys, hold on. April, I'm not trying to blow you off or nothing, but we're just finishing up this show. So, yes?
I just called the show, and I thought it was their show because they didn't let me go through.
Yes, because you only had an hour show tonight. So if you call after that hour, you can't get through, and we just have to take care of the other callers. You give me 5 minutes, I promise I'll call you back.
Okay.
Alrighty. Love you. She's frozen. So, there's another caller in the queue, too. I'm going to bring him on real quick. Wow, okay. There's a Skype caller on the line. Hello. Hello? All right. That was loud. No, in the book, that's what it talks about. Because there was a part in the book, in the first part of the book, it talks about the process. Okay, it says, the eye is my shepherd, I shall not want. The eye is my light and my salvation, whom I shall fear. As long as he sought the eye, God made him prosperous. Be still and know that I am God. It says, I who speak am he. I am the bread of life. I said, you are gods. That's what it says right there. You are gods. This is what Jesus said. I am the resurrection and the life. I have come as light into the world. I am the way, the truth, the life. My peace I give to you. Peace is the ideal realization of who you are. When I was sitting there looking at the angel of unconditional love and freedom, if you listen to the word, listen to the name of the angel itself, when you unconditionally love, there's freedom because there's no worries. It's the idea like when people worry about their kids getting hurt. That's a lack of faith. But when you sit there and look at the situation, you know, whatever happens, happens, is to realize that that's the way it's going to play itself anyway. And we always have a tendency to blame ourselves for all kinds of stuff, not realizing that the one thing about kids is you can't control them. All you can do realistically is give them knowledge so they can make good decisions in their lives, because they have brains just like you are. And from the time they start thinking is the time they start doing things the way they want to. And by the influences and what you're doing, more likely what your influences have a more effect on them than anything else, what you say. Because if you're sitting there saying, do not steal from people, and then you're stealing from your relatives all the time, that's going to reflect for that kid. You're going to go, why does that kid keep stealing from people? Or why does he keep stealing why does this kid keep stealing on my wallet? Well, you keep taking things from other people's wallets, so it reflects. Your last card was challenging information, delays or changes to plans, truth delivered without task or tack.
Truth delivered without what?
Tack. I mean, somebody tells you the truth without taking any kind of consideration. They just kind of like, there's ways of telling the truth. You tell someone the truth and they need to hear it. But there's other people who tell people the truth because they really want to hurt them.
Because they want to hurt them?
Yes. So I sit there and see a situation where a person wants to sit there and tell you the truth for the purpose of hurting you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's when I sit there and get those kind of impressions and all that kind of stuff, what I'm getting real clearly is a situation of a person who's trying to knock you down.
Yeah.
So the card is basically saying, you know, it's like this. The picture itself, it shows a unicorn. It shows the person because it's the page of air, swords. So it's the idea of looking at the situation, saying logical, honest, impulsive, courageous. That's you. But it's like someone's going to come up to you and try to, you know, knock that down to where you're heading by hitting you with the truth. Now, the truth, realistically, is perception. Now, they're going to tell you the truth about the logic and reality of your life and saying, hey, you know something? You're thinking about a lot of things you want to manifest and do and that kind of stuff. What the heck's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Let's be truthful. Let's look at reality. And it's like the situation of going, it's like I was telling this one lady, she was talking about love. We got to be logical when it comes to love. I'm like, really? It's been classified as temporary insanity. What are you talking about? You know, it's the ideal that love takes on different parameters because of the people that are in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, realistically, giving advice about that relationship can only be given because of experience, which I don't think it can really contribute to a person's experiences, a positive or negative, and see how they're going to take it. Because when we look at people and go, okay, that person's telling me this sucks, but I see something totally different.
Exactly. And, you know, and that's what I was talking about earlier when, you know, a person has their perception of what they think, you know, and what you think they think you should do and what they think, and your perception and your reality is totally different. So do you think that when people do that, are they influencing your, they're not influencing your manifestation on any level? But they're trying to,
actually,
right?
I was sitting there looking at this one book, which I have no idea where it's at. The one book I was getting that one thing where it says this or something better now manifest for me is in a book called Creative Visualization by a lady named Shanti. It's spelled Shakti. And I want to say the last name is Gawain, Gawain, or Gawain. This book has got a bunch of affirmations in it, all kinds of stuff, connections, that kind of thing. But the one book I was centered, because I was reading that one I was talking about where it says, you know, you got to take the responsibility of your manifestation, and it goes over a little diaphragm, and it talks about how to do that. And I thought it was intelligent, because it's like we're all going through lessons. But the one thing it says, it's not the idea of being secretive, it's the idea of keeping people out of our manifestations and their energy. To keep things to yourself and say, okay, I want you to do this. And it's like, look at the situation, because I feel like some people do cross our paths to just give us information that sucks to keep us on our path.
Mm.
to listen to ourselves and say, okay, I know I'm right. That person, no way. But we all, you know, because what it says in the book, it says the very first thing you got to do is not tell no one about anything that you're manifesting, unless you're like with your wife or something and you're on the same page. Then that energy will work with you. But
right.
if it's not, then you kind of let it go. Nope, 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 nope. And people think, oh, being secretive, huh? Jealousy, are we? You know, it's like looking at people going, I was talking to a friend of mine, I was dating a girl who was very young, but she was 18. Actually, she's over 18. But I said, isn't it kind of amazing? The law says that this girl can make her own decisions after she turns 18, but here we are, we have a male who wants to still make decisions for her, which I think is the most disrespectful thing you can do, because basically you're saying she's stupid and I have to help her, and she don't need your help because you're stupid, you know. But I looked at the guy, and we were cruising on the road, and I was in this particular situation, I was just talking to a girl, and he goes, that girl is young enough to be your daughter. I said, yeah, but the point is she's not. And I said, the reason you're having a problem with it is because you can't really go out with girls like that. So therefore, you want to knock me down to your level and say you're wrong. And I'm trying to figure out, on what level am I wrong? I've heard this across the border. Oh, you're a pervert. You're dating a girl in her 20s. And I said, really? So therefore, you're a pervert telling me about it? Because if you never experienced being a pervert, how can you sit here and really point out who is? It's perception of what the world tells you. So so it's an injustice to both of you, because you're taking that information and judging another by something you really have no idea what you're talking about. So it's the ideal. I think we should sit back, and if people come to us and have problems and be supportive, great. But not really trying to create these people in the image of us. Because we already have an image to go by, which we're all creating the image of God. And when you sit and look at the situation, people go, well, everybody looks different. Everybody acts different. How can we all be in the image of one God? How can we cannot? I mean, look at the situation. There's like 8 billion people on this planet. And they're all different. They all have different individuality. To say there's no God, and I think it kind of goes against the realm that you're not seeing something so special and so magical happen that they could actually do that. Because look at the ideal man. Man can't do that. And they produce things in quantity, and they're all the same. And a lot of them break down, you know. So I would say, if you want to, what you need to do is realize one thing. Are you manifesting because of what the world says, or are you manifesting because that's what you really want? Because if you're allowing the world to set your success rate, you're going to fail. If you're looking for love out there, you're going to fail. It's the idea of realizing it all starts within you on any kind of level on this freaking planet.
That's right.
So
I'm not a traditional girl, and I never have been.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing traditional about me at all.
Yeah, but if you look at tradition and family backgrounds and family care, you know, how we call it, our family does this and our family does that. Do you really honestly look at the situation of a person has a hard time being fully who they are because of the restrictions
yeah.
that causes?
Yeah.
Because we look at the common denominator, all the religions. What's one thing we can really see about all religions? They all focus on God, maybe in different manifestations and different realizations, but it's still the same common denominator. So what makes a difference to what church you go to? I actually went to 3 churches in one morning here in Colorado Springs. I went to a Pentecostal church, I went to a Catholic church, and I went to a Baptist church.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the Baptist church until they started talking about money. And the guy was like, come on, guys. This, it's like dictation of saying, okay, give out that wallet, $180, $1,000. Because whatever you put out there, you're going to be blessed tenfold. But I think we should have stuck back to the scriptures. Because I was like, okay, guy, I understand where you're coming from, but you're more emphasizing on the money than actually the blessings on the other end. You're emphasizing it so they'll see the blessing part of the whole thing, so they're easily let go of that money and give it to you. When I think just say, hey, donate, contribute, make your tithes. You know, I've done it myself too, and I think one day I told a friend of mine, I was like, we were just giving, and I gave 6 cents one time. That's all I had. You know, but that was a great prosperous week because it was the ideal of giving of yourself and say, this is what I got. That's all I had. And it was like, a lot of us have a tendency to get caught up in the whole thing of what we need to give. and we don't need to give anything. It's the idea of wanting and caring and loving people and say, okay, this is what I feel like, you know? Because, I mean, this is throughout your whole life, not on Sunday. I mean, I go to a restaurant and people freak out. Goes, okay, you got a cheeseburger and fries and you tip the guy $5? And I said, and I don't see the problem.
So those cars that you read, you're picking up, you're right on the money, because I am in a situation where, you know, where people, you know, putting their 2 cents in and, you know, they have their thoughts and their beliefs in terms of what, you know, it's going to be, what's not going to be, and stuff like that. Basically, I have to just continue to manifest and continue to do the affirmation and continue to, you know, be synergistic with my own thoughts and vibration to override
When I recommend books and stuff, I've always told everybody the books are like blueprints for you to tap into who you are. So the affirmations of getting other people's affirmations is good, because when you start working with affirmations, you start coming up with, you start looking at them going, okay, how can I actually make this where it resonates with me, solely me? And then you kind of like, you know, you change the words and that kind of stuff. Then it's your affirmation. But it's just the ideal that a lot of these things have a source coming from, like the Bible. I saw the Bible. I was in the Bible doing a relationship session with somebody, and it says in the Bible, you should, when someone dies and passes on, you should never mourn for that person more than 30 days, because after that, it's not about them. It's about you.
Exactly.
So when I started looking at the situation of relationships, and also details to relationships, because when you really know a relationship, because I've seen people who dwell and dwell and dwell in relationships, somewhere within them, they know it's over. It's done. So therefore, when they look at the situation, we listen to these people, it's all about them. It's not about the person who left them. They're ticked off. They're more ticked off and hurt because of the realization. So when you start to look at the situation, and I was telling a friend of mine, before you have a Bible, I said, you, there's a lot of information in that Bible. So don't knock it. I said, there's all kinds of sources to go to. And you can't focus on the spiritual books solely and not admit that there's some kind of connection to the Bible. Because I've seen too many spiritual books who actually can point out certain things within the Bible that are old school. Like the idea of a simple term in the Bible, it says, you have not because you ask not. Very simple. So in the idea of affirmations and prayer, are we not asking for what we want? So we can trace it back to the Bible. The Bible put it simply, you have not because you ask not. Now my brother can sit there and go, it also says it. I said, you know something? We can also look at the Bible. You all want to sit there and say that man is not tampered with the Bible. But you know, one thing about the Bible is when you read it, I think God points out things to you. The spiritual realm, the angels and that kind of stuff can point things out in the Bible that ring true to your situation, that overrides man's interference. Which, if you think about it, that's a good thing, because we have man's interference around us all the time.
Sure do.
So, you know, to cancel that, we just need to listen. That's the thing that the Bible talks about. You know, you can have five people read the same verse and probably have five people give you five different interpretations.
Right,
and I think the reason that is because that Bible has hit those five people in the way they needed to learn, not with the other people all coming together.
Right, right. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I got to go, too, because I'm about ready to pee my pants.
Okay. So I'll see Jill tomorrow, and I'll tell her, you know, call into the show, and then you guys can go from there.
No problem. Yeah. I think.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay.
Good night.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Have a good one.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
So we go on that note, and we'll say, hey guys, thank you. May God and the angels bless you every minute, every day. Give love where love is given. And for every person, give that love to every person that crosses your path. And we'll see you tomorrow night for the three-hour show. A three-hour show. So, you guys have a good night. And thanks, Dee, for being here. I appreciate it.
Sure.
And you have a fantastic night, okay? And we'll
I plan to.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.